We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple.
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 29. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvhorror.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com.
For the record, because we were just talking about forgetting to say our names, I almost forgot to say it. Which I'm not sure you could tell, but I did have a slight pause because I was like, am I supposed to say something? Anyway. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Or should I do? Emery.
Ray.
Emery.
Ray.
Emery.
Ray.
Funny. All right, sorry.
Love it.
Couldn't resist.
I love that I knew what you were doing, too.
Somebody had to.
Everybody will know what I was doing. Excuse me. If they watch the show, at least. Anyway. All right, let's just talk about some news.
There's a lot of it, so let's get to it. And nobody says anything.
That's how we roll around here.
Oh, Lord.
I was waiting because you sounded like you were so like, I'm going to talk.
Flash forward. I am going to talk. Flash forward was not officially picked up when we talked about it before. If we talked about it. What?
Anyway.
Yeah, don't just say it.
Anyway.
Sing it.
Don't just say it. Sing it. That's my motto in life. It's coming. It's coming for a full season, and I'm so excited, and I love it, and I haven't even seen it yet, and I'm obsessed with it.
Did they pick it up for a full season or just 13?
Well, they picked it up. I don't know what that exactly means. We'll find out on Tuesday.
Other pickups that are new? Human Target on Fox?
Human Target on Fox. I just read that pilot. I liked it.
Is that with Mark? I say his last name.
Mr. Anatorv, Mark Valley.
Exactly. So which means he will not be back on Fringe. Sons of Tucson on Fox.
Which unfortunately means that Human Target may not last very long.
I actually liked Mark Valley on Boston Legal, so I think he could do it. I think you're underestimating.
I liked him on Keen Eddie.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was more what I was referring to, is a good show with him in the lead that doesn't last long.
Oh, gotcha.
And then Sons of Tucson with Tyler Labine.
Indeed.
I learned today, for sure, from Jenny Wilde, who's our Jenny Ward, Jenny Wade, she's on Reaper, that Tyler Labine, his pilot that was picked up at Fox, is actually second to Reaper. So he would be back. Who would be back if Reaper would be picked up?
Yeah.
Wow. You have a real problem with that.
God! I just don't think it deserves to be picked up, but that's my...
Because you're not watching it.
I am watching it. Thank you very much.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't.
No, I said I was watching it, that I wasn't enjoying it all that much.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think the show's okay. I just don't think it's, like, great or any... You know what I mean? And it doesn't get a good audience, and...
Gets a better audience than other shows on their network.
True, but...
But anyway, what else is in the news?
Past Life on Fox also got picked up. That was today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fox also picked up... God, Fox. I guess because their upfronts are Monday. They also picked up the comedy Brothers for 13 episodes.
What's that? I don't know what that one is.
It's about... I read about it today. It's about a football player who I think retires or...
Oh, crap. That's the Michael Strahan show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And he moves back home or something, and his brother, who was in an accident or something happened, and his brother didn't get to go into the NFL. And so it's about the two of them and, I guess, their life after his brother's this big NFL star. Whatever. I don't know. Obviously, I don't really know. All right. What'd you say?
I said, Lamia's coming back.
What is?
Lie to me.
Sorry, it sounded like me. That's all you said. That's all I heard.
Me is coming back.
Me is coming back.
I was like, what the hell is she talking about? Yes, Lie to Me is coming back with a different showrunner. I can't remember his name right now.
Sean Ryan.
Thank you. I was going to say Sean Murphy. I'm like, that's mixing Ryan Murphy and Sean Ryan together. Anyway, this is how my mind works. Party Down on Stars is coming back for second season.
Woo! Was that better?
Yes.
I love that show. I really do. I love that show.
I love it as well. Hopefully we'll get to see some more of our friend in it as well.
Sounds like we will.
Being vague, yes. Intentionally so. Like
they took the pitch, as it were.
NBC also renewed Last Call with Carson Daly.
Which, and he even says it himself, like he has no idea how he keeps getting renewed. Are people watching that?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Anyway.
At what, like, what is it, like?
3 in the morning or something.
1:30 in the morning or?
Yeah.
Or whenever. It probably does pretty well, considering the competition at that time. I don't know.
I guess.
Comedy Central picked up The Daily Show for another season. I'm sure that means they picked up The Colbert Report, too. Probably go hand in hand. Yeah. Speaking of shows that aren't officially picked up but have things going on, rumors floating around about them.
Rumor alert!
Rumor alert.
I sang it.
You did. Oh my god. Shocker, actually, that I guess Fox seems to be pretty close to picking Dollhouse up for a second season for 13 episodes.
Yeah. How about that?
No comments like that.
What? No. I won't believe it. How about that?
Ooh. No, it was not. It was like a, yeah, how about that?
No, I'm excited, but the only thing is,
anyway,
it sounds like it's going to come.
We'll see on Monday.
Well, they have to like, what, discount it? Were you just frustrated with me?
No, I was frustrated with my cat. Oh, to the TV.
That admiration keeps talking.
Oh, damn it. I was frustrated with the cat, and I couldn't, like, scream at him because I would be screaming into your ears. So.
That'd be awesome.
Instead, I had to, like, just growl. All right, anyway.
Yes, because that was better.
Guys, guess what? We're getting nowhere fast. Let's move on.
I'm like I said, to me, it's just a rumor until I hear it on Monday for sure, officially from Vox.
Exactly.
There's also the possible return of Scrubs. News is quote unquote imminent.
You all know how I feel about that.
Well, you know, I guess the latest is that I was going to say JD, so not his name, Zach and Zach
Efron.
I was combining Zach and Sarah, so I said Zach. Zach and Sarah have both agreed to appear in some number of episodes if they do come back. So,
those of you not on a first name basis,
not like be in the episode. What'd you say?
So, for those of you not on a first name basis with Zach and Sarah, oh, that's a Ben Folds song. Zach and Sarah. I meant to continue by saying that Ray means Zach Braff and Sarah Chalk.
Okay, look, if you care about Scrubs, you know who those people are.
If you care about Scrubs, you support my Don't Save Scrubs.
Hashtag Don't Save Scrubs. Then there's the possible syndication deal with Reaper, which we just referenced earlier. Might happen. That'd be
Might
Sunday
happen.
Nights on the CW?
Yeah. That'd be
basically saying.
That'd be an interesting place for it to end up. It'd get turned into a syndicated show, and then all the CW networks that don't have anything on Sunday all buy it and play it on Sunday nights.
You know what would be really funny is if it did that and then it did better than every one of their shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, we all know that Lost is officially returning in 2010.
Oh, balls.
I know. So long to wait. Anyway, moving on. Because I have some sad news for all of you out there. All of you fans of The Wretched Beast.
Hillary Burton.
Hillary Burton. What? And
that was like, I gotta get this in before Amber talks. Hillary Burton.
Like that. I just kept going. Shut up. Hillary Burton. Ooh. And the douche, otherwise known as Chad Michael Murray,
interestingly,
will not
I called him Chad Michael Montgomery the other day when I was telling a story.
You're channeling me? Yeah. Will not be returning to the Wretched Beast next season. So, I'm sorry, people. How do they do that? Doesn't he still do the narration? Or has he stopped that?
I guess he's not going to anymore. I don't know. I've stopped watching.
That's one that seems weird, though, because for the whole bit of the show, it's really revolved more around his character than any other character, really. The whole show.
Yeah,
and so for him, and then
more money.
Yeah, no, but it just seems like weird to take. It's I don't know. It's kind of like having Scrubs go on without, you know, JD. It's like
don't save Scrubs. Hashtag don't save Scrubs.
So
you were saying, Jason?
No, I was just thinking of a really bad hashtag for One Tree Hill. So no, yeah, it just seems like really weird to take that. I mean, you can see it kind of going on, I guess, but it seems like completely weird since it's always revolved around, you know, that family or whatever, and you. For the most part.
Because it's true. It was about, like, these two brothers. But
I guess, in theory, his story's done. So, whatever. I don't care. I don't watch it, obviously.
So sorry. Moving on.
And the last item I have on my list, I guess, is not technically TV news, but it's related, especially since I keep bringing up Primeval. Warner
and
Brothers.
I just watched the first two episodes, and I really like it.
Of, like, season one?
Of season three.
For the first two episodes. Okay. Warner Brothers has acquired the rights to Primeval for a movie adaptation. So I'm pretty excited about that. I hope that whoever they get to write it actually does it some justice. But of course, I kind of want the people who play in it now to play in it, but I know that won't happen. So.
Yeah.
Sadly. Anyway.
America. This is unrelated, and before we get into the topic, I just wanted to mention British shows that I'm loving, which maybe we can have for another episode, whatever, but Summer Heights High, amazing.
Yes, I'm enjoying it as well.
Okay, the end.
Does that count as British?
Well, I guess was it Australian?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, okay. I thought it was Australian.
Whatever, Australian.
It's hilarious. Okay,
moving
on to our topic. We've been talking about the news, or, you know, not news for a long time. Topic of the week.
Topics.
Amory didn't just say it. She sang it.
Yes, I did. Deal with it.
All right, on to the topic. Summer TV. What is coming out this summer?
Sorry.
Not a lot of comedies, although you wouldn't know that by the intro.
We just find summer TV to be funny.
Yes, we do.
All right, what's coming out? Play it on us, Jason.
Okay, let's see. Well, we'll start off. Start off with Sunday nights. At present, ABC will be pretty much running reruns of their Sunday night lineup of Extreme Makeover and Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters. And CBS, starting on May 24th, will have Million Dollar Password, presently followed by reruns of Cold Case and The Unit. And the CW... will continue showing Sunday night movies, and Fox will have their lineup of The Simpsons, King of the Hill, Family Guy, American Dad in reruns. And then NBC will have, starting on June 21st, will have Merlin, and no word yet on what else will be on Sunday nights necessarily on NBC. And then all the fun stuff is on cable. The next Food Network star will be back on June 7th.
I love that show. I love that show.
And HBO will have the second season of True Blood starting June 14th. And it will be followed by a new show, Hung, on the 28th of June. The next season of HGTV Design Star starts July 19th.
I also love that show.
And Lifetime has, let's see, something called Drop Dead Diva starting July 12th. And that will be followed by Army Wives, which returns on June 7th. And then USA will continue showing episodes of Law & Order Criminal Intent and In Plain Sight that started back in April.
What is Hung about?
It's, put this delicately, it's about Thomas Jane, the actor, plays a man who is, for lack of a better term, well hung.
Okay.
And that's all I really know about it.
Okay. All right. That's not helpful.
Do you need to know any more than that?
I do. I need to know the context in which we're like getting stories about this person.
Yeah, that's one of the shows on this list so far on Sunday nights that I have no idea. I haven't really seen much about that one.
Yeah. I also like the next Food Network star, sorry.
Wow.
shut up. But it always depends on the I can't talk.
What?
It depends on the what?
Not what you're thinking. Contestants. I just stopped myself in the middle of saying it, people. God. Oh, God. All right. Sorry. It depends on the contestants because sometimes they have really, like, not so great contestants. I didn't like last season, I guess.
You didn't like the last season? They have like three of those people on TV now. Two of them are on TV and one of them is on their new Food 2 online.
I don't care. I didn't like them. So.
Aaron should never, ever have won. Okay, ready? Dark comedy starring Thomas Jane as well-endowed man. That's all it says. No.
that's a great description.
I just don't. Okay. Sounds like it would be another testes to me.
Which, whatever happened to that show? I hated that show.
It got canceled.
Didn't make it very long.
All right. Enough about that.
okay.
Let's see. On to Monday nights. On the network side, ABC is going to be running two-hour episodes of The Bachelorette. Starting the 25th of May. Although
what's her name, the girl this time?
Jillian. Yes.
What's her name is the girl?
Amory knew what I meant.
She was.
Wait,
she
I have
was,
an official description. Are you ready for Hung?
Okay. Okay. The girl?
Okay. No. Years ago in high school, Ray Drecker was an athletic, popular, and destined for success. Now, as a high school teacher and basketball coach, he's underpaid, uninsured, and embittered that his wife of 20 years, parentheses, Anne Heche, end parentheses, has left him for her dermatologist. After a fire damages the rundown Detroit home he inherited from his parents, Ray's fortune reached an all-time low when his twin children, who had been living with him, move in with their mother and their clean freak and her clean freak hubby. Lonely, run down, and at wit's end, Ray attends a local self-help class whose mantra is to identify a personal winning tool to market for financial success. After a not-so-fulfilling encounter with a fellow attendee, Ray has a eureka moment. With the help of Tanya, Ray resolves to take advantage of his greatest asset in hopes of changing his fortunes in a big way.
Okay, then.
So, no more information than we had prior. Anyway, what's on TV on Mondays?
I think...
Except that he's named after me. Anyway.
Ray?
Well...
Ray.
I think we can all pretty much figure out from that what tool they're talking about and what industry he might be heading into.
That's what I was wondering, if that is indeed what it's about.
You guys can use your imaginations as
and
we
it's
move
on HBO,
on.
So there you go.
You can use, never mind.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we move on so I can stop being immature?
Monday!
Like that's going to happen. And, okay, so back to
Monday. What's happening on Monday?
I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but The Bachelorette is on. Let's see, and then that'll be followed by was some newlyweds. I forget exactly what the name of it.
Here come the newlyweds.
Here come the newlyweds. That also starts back up on May 25th, and then CBS holds strong with their Monday night comedy lineup and CSI Miami. All in reruns. And then, let's see, the CW will have reruns of Gossip Girl and The Wretched Beast. And Fox will be having reruns of House followed by Lie to Me. And then NBC kicks off on where I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here takes over NBC starting June 1st. And it's going to be playing on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, leading off the night.
NBC! Are you freaking kidding me? Oh my God, NBC.
But on Mondays, it'll be followed by Law & Order Criminal Intent reruns. And I'm not sure exactly if they're rerunning the episodes that have been rerunning on USA, or if they're just reruns in general. It'll be followed by Dateline NBC. And then once again, the fun stuff is on cable, followed by Amory's favorite show. It'll start off on Monday, Mondays, June 22nd. The Secret Life of the American Teenager returns.
There are so many shows that I hate. I have no idea what you're talking about, but now I know.
Is that on Monday?
It's going to be on Mondays, starting June 22nd.
Did it used to be on Mondays?
Yeah, it was on Mondays.
Yeah.
All right. For some reason, I was thinking it was on Tuesdays.
It was beating Gossip Girl.
Oh, that's right. Continue.
It's going to be followed by a new show, Make It or Break It, that also starts on June 22nd. And then a new season of Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List, starts June 8th on Bravo. And Oxygen has a new combination weight loss and dance show called Dance Your Ass Off.
Well, at least they put it out there for you.
It starts June 29th. So if you like The Biggest Loser and you like dance show competitions, you'll love this show. Or you won't. And then Showtime has The Return of Weeds on June 8th, followed by a new show, Nurse Jackie, which also starts
so
the same night.
So good, Nurse Jackie is. So good.
And then TNT has the Closer returns on June 8th, and that'll be followed by the second season of Raising the Bar, also on June 8th.
Awesome.
I will tell you that the return episode of The Closer is really good.
I haven't watched it yet. I have it sitting on my couch.
Yes, I have a mini stack of things that I just haven't been able to get to. I was hoping to get to some of these before we actually did a preview, but but one thing you can usually count on is The Closer.
Oh yeah.
Well, pretty much any episode is good, but they open and close seasons pretty well too. And spoiler alert for Raising the Bar, he cut his hair for the
second
season.
Thanks to freaking God, but I still have to say this. I still think his hair looks terrible.
Yeah.
No harm intended, Mark Paul Gosselaar, but your hair is crap.
So from that bunch, I'm looking forward to the return of The Closer and then also checking out Nurse Jackie.
I did an impromptu poll on Twitter, and about 6 people answered me today, but a lot of people were excited about Weeds. And I'm excited about Weeds because I like that show, even though a lot of people say that this past season wasn't that good. And Nurse Jackie, the first two episodes, Were you talking about me there? No, I wasn't. I was just talking in general. Okay. I didn't know if you did or didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it.
Nurse Jackie's really good. I'm looking forward to that. The Closer, obviously. I'll give Raising the Bar a second chance because I stopped watching it last year. Not because I didn't like it, but because I didn't have time.
Yeah, it was just another show on Monday nights.
Yep.
To start off the fall season. Moving on to Tuesday. On the network side, ABC has The Superstars starting June 23rd. And that is presently scheduled to be followed by reruns of Scrubs and then Primetime. And then CBS, I love CBS. Standing pat with their just rerunning everything over the summer. They'll have NCIS, The Mentalist, and Without a Trace.
They don't stay that way forever.
Yeah.
They just haven't reached their summer because they have a Big Brother that's on like three nights a week.
Yeah, but that's pretty much the only thing for the most part that's coming. But yeah, but for a good portion of it, they just start rerunning stuff. So it's that if you haven't seen it, here's a good chance to check some of those shows out, like Big Bang Theory or The Mentalist, stuff like that. The CW will have 90210 reruns, followed by new reality show Hitched or Ditched that starts May 26th. I have the screener for that. I haven't watched it yet, but I have a feeling that the latter is probably what you should do and not the former.
Yeah, I won't care about that show.
And Fox has House reruns followed by Mental that starts on May 26th. I'm actually interested in seeing that one. And as I said before, NBC has I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And that'll be followed by America's Got Talent starting on June 23rd. And then Special Victims Unit reruns.
Isn't So You Think You Can Dance going to be on Fox on Tuesdays, or do they only do Thursdays? Oh, they do Wednesdays and Thursdays, or do they Tuesday and Wednesdays?
They're doing,
I don't remember.
It just was funny. Do they do Tuesdays? Do they Wednesdays?
They're doing Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. It's a little The Carpenters for everybody listening.
A little musical interlude to move from network side to the cable side on Tuesdays. And
I thought Hitched or Ditched was on TNT.
No.
No, they have
That's
a new show
CW.
Called Wedding something.
Wedding Days.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, the TNT one is you get to follow people that are, you know, get to have the wedding of their dreams. Hitched or Ditched is they take a couple that's, like, been with each other forever, and they like say within a week they have to decide whether they're going to get married or not, like, or like break apart or whatever, or something like that. It's
okay.
It sounds like the much worse option. Okay. A&E has the second season of The Cleaner starts June 23rd. ABC Family will have 10 Things I Hate About You, followed by Ruby and the Rockets. 10 Things I Hate About You starts on July 7th. Ruby and the Rockets starts July 21st. And that'll be followed by Lincoln Heights that starts August 4th. And then FX will continue to have Rescue Me episodes throughout the... They'll continue to air throughout the summer. And Sci-Fi has a new show called Warehouse 13 that starts July 7th. And TNT has Wedding Day, followed by the new Jada Pinkett Smith nurse show, Hawthorne.
Michael Bartan, woo!
And then that'll be followed by a new season of Saving Grace, and they all start on June 16th.
I'm so excited for that.
For Saving Grace?
Yeah, I love Saving Grace.
That's why I was confused, because I knew they were on that day. like getting confused about which was which. That was all. So I watched. Did you? You haven't watched the screener for Hawthorne yet, either of you?
I haven't yet.
No, it's sitting there in that little stack waiting to be watched.
I watched it last night.
How was it?
I don't love it. I don't hate it. Like, I don't hate it. I think the cast all is probably pretty good. I think Jada comes off like she's trying a little too hard.
Uh-huh.
Like she's trying to sell the role a little too hard or something. I can't really. That was really what bugged me about it, was there were times when I was just like, what? She's just like overacting at the moment.
I gotcha. So, how was Michael Vartan?
He's a hottie.
I love him so much.
But did it seem like it had potential? Like maybe three or four episodes?
Yeah, it has potential.
Like
I don't know if it'll be something.
Episodes in, they might be able to, like, you know, find their legs and mesh together a little bit better, figure out exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, like I think it has potential. I don't know if it's something I'll be interested in long term. I can only handle so many medical dramas. I don't know why all of a sudden, like, medical drama, but I can only handle so many, and we'll see.
Yeah.
Right now, it doesn't really have, like, the hook is that it's about the nurses, right? Well, it doesn't really have that for me yet. There's a lot of shows coming out, too, that are all about the nurses. Anyway, sorry.
Interesting. Random. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm interested in checking out Mental, and then I'm also, the little bit I've seen of clips online and stuff of Warehouse 13 on Sci-Fi, that looks like it might be fun.
Eddie McClintock's in that, right? Love him.
Not sure who's in it, but I like the whole idea of, like, two sort of mismatched people put together to go out and track down these things that they're not sure what they are and bring them back to Warehouse 13 for safekeeping. It'd be like working for the giant warehouse in the Indiana Jones, the last Indiana Jones movie, when they've got this big warehouse of all these secret treasures that the government holds.
I mean, it's not the same warehouse, I don't think.
Yeah, no,
but
I'm just saying it's sort of that idea. I mean, it's like having the Warehouse 13 would be like a warehouse like that has that type of stuff kept there. And so they're going out to find these things when there's weird things, you know, sort of X-File-ish type things in some respects. But it looks like it has a more, you know, a more fun little bit of comedy to it than,
as opposed to,
than something like the X-Files that was more serious.
Okay.
So Wednesdays, ABC has Wipeout returning on the 27th of May, and that'll be followed by the premiere of The Good Family, also on the 27th. And that will be followed by more episodes of Surviving Suburbia. And
good God.
Which will be followed by the end of, or the rest of, The Unusuals will continue playing for a little while into the summer. And CBS, as of right now, is all reruns. The CW will have reruns of America's Next Top Model, followed by an encore of Hitched or Ditched. And Fox will have So You Think You Can Dance, starting on the 27th.
Woo!
Well, it actually starts on the 21st or whatever, on Thursday. But
yes,
it'll, on the Wednesday night episode, start on the 27th. And then NBC, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which I kind of wish they would. Will be followed by more of America's Got Talent, starting on the 24th, which will be followed by The Philanthropist, also on June 24th. Wednesdays on cable, Bravo has Top Chef Masters coming on June 10th.
I know, I'm so excited about that.
Can't wait.
Comedy Central has a new show called Michael and Michael Have Issues.
I cannot wait for that. Oh my God, I cannot wait for that. My favorite
July
people on
15th.
Planet. Love them.
Discovery Channel will continue to have some new episodes of Mythbusters. TBS will have House of Pain reruns, followed by a new season of Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns that starts on the 27th of May. And then the shows that I'm looking forward to on TNT we'll have the second season of Leverage, followed by new show Dark Blue, both starting on July 15th.
I don't get TBS stuff. But I get TNT stuff, which doesn't make any sense.
You don't get it in the mail? You don't get TBS the channel?
I don't get TBS stuff in the mail.
I was like, yeah, I've watched Meet the Browns, and I just don't get it. No.
Oh, I get it. It's crap. I don't get it in the mail.
I don't know.
That is weird that you don't get it if you get the TNT stuff.
I mean, because just recently mailing list. I just recently started getting the TNT stuff, so maybe I will start getting the TBS stuff, but you would think I'd have Dark Blue, because do you guys get Dark Blue yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay, so then maybe I'm... Okay, never
mind.
You
only get it a couple of weeks out. You don't get it that far.
Oh,
although you
would have
probably gotten My Boys.
Well, I just got... My first thing from TNT was The Closer.
Okay. Yeah, then no, so. You probably will get it then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because it's the same... Turner sends it out, and they send it to... The list is the same.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I don't think they sent anything out about Meet the Browns.
No, they haven't.
And I also want to... I'm also interested in The Philanthropist on NBC. Thursdays, presently, ABC will have Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice reruns. CBS doesn't have anything scheduled except for CSI reruns on Thursdays, presently. The CW will be running Smallville and Supernatural reruns. Fox has Bones reruns, followed by the Thursday edition of So You Think You Can Dance, which I previously mentioned starts on the 21st of May. And NBC... Keeping it real with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, followed by reruns of The Office and 30 Rock, and which will be followed by a new show, The Listener, that starts on June 4th. And then on the cable side, Bravo has The Fashion Show, which has already started May 7th. Comedy Central has a new show called Tosh.0 that starts June 4th. Lifetime has a new season of Project Runway that starts August 20th.
About freaking time.
TV Land has a new season of She's Got the Look.
She's Got the Look!
On June 11th. And USA returns with, what is it, third season now of Burn Notice? Followed
Woo!
By...
Yay!
Followed by
Woo!
The series premiere of Royal Pains, and they both start on June 4th. Of all of those, I'm kind of interested in The Listener, but I'm really excited for the return of Burn Notice.
Yeah, me too. Burn Notice.
It's all about Burn Notice for me. I watched Royal Pains. I liked it, but USA shows take a little while to get grow on me. So I liked it. I didn't dislike it. I think it has potential. I didn't immediately like, oh my God, I have to watch the next one. So
Right. I'm going to the set.
Amory. I know. I was waiting for you to say this. Amory is going to the set.
Me and Ducky are heading out there.
I'm
We're
so
gonna tear it up. We're gonna
Why
run
don't
the
I set. Have a sugar daddy? That's what I want to know.
I don't have a sugar daddy. I just can take the train because it's a minute away.
I say you have a sugar daddy. Jeez.
But now sweet. That you brought it up, why don't I have a sugar daddy?
Well, while we're
I'm
on the subject,
saying.
How come I don't have a sugar mama?
Yes. I'm just saying, if I had a sugar daddy, I could probably afford to go, but alas, I mean, really, I can't afford to take a day off either, but
yeah,
if I had a sugar daddy, that wouldn't be a problem.
You wouldn't be working.
Well, luckily I only have to take one day to do it.
I know that's what it, like, it just was not possible for me to just do one day. So that's why it was too expensive. Whatever. I'm sure you guys will have a great time. I can't wait to read your tweets. I was going to say that all wrong for a second.
Wow.
And you guys better be updating from the set. I better see
we
some
will.
Tweets. That's all I say.
We will, absolutely.
I would like to tell. I would like you to tell me how white what's-his-face's teeth are. I blanked out on his name for a second there.
Wait, Mark?
Yep.
I wonder if I'm going to sit and stare at his teeth like I did with Jeffrey Donovan.
That's what I mean.
Seriously, all I did was stare. God.
Can you tell me how blue his eyes are? Pretty sure
oh my
they're
God.
Blue, right?
I'm so ready.
Can you tell me how much he and his brother look alike? Marco. Is that Marco? Is that his name? Marco?
Paolo?
Paolo. Thank you. I don't know why I was thinking Marco.
Polo.
Oh. Yeah, I was just thinking Marco, Paolo, Marco, Paolo.
Okay.
Did you play Marco Paolo as a child? Because it's actually Marco Polo.
I know, but I was thinking that because of what she said, though.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, have fun at the set.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. What's happening on Friday?
Fridays. ABC will continue Swapping Wives, and followed by Super Nanny reruns. CBS has Ghost Whisperer, Flashpoint, and Numbers reruns. The CW is presently scheduled to have Everybody Hates Chris, The Game, and then Everybody Hates Chris and The Game.
Wait, what? They're airing five shows?
No.
Everybody Hates Chris.
Four shows. That's right. Well, they hate him. They take it the next step, and they start hitting him.
But isn't Privilege rumored to be airing on Friday nights?
It's rumored, but at present, not scheduled.
At present, not scheduled.
Fox has Don't Forget the Lyrics starting
on... I didn't know that show was still on.
May 22nd, and they're running that for a little bit, and at some point it'll be replaced by the fifth grader.
Hasn't died yet, Amory.
It should.
And that'll be followed by Encores of Mental. And then,
just because you haven't been picked to be a contestant. Don't get upset.
Yeah. I'm holding my breath for it. I know the lyrics to a lot of songs.
I know you do. Because you sing
just
a lot.
Put it out there. Put it out there, Wayne Brady.
All right, sorry. Go on, Jason. Sorry.
NBC is bringing the rest of Chopping Block back starting June 19th. And that'll be followed by Dateline NBC on Fridays. And then Fridays... Over on the cable side, Sci-Fi has Eureka returning July 10th.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that show.
TLC has a new season of What Not to Wear returning on the 29th of May.
With Blossom.
And at some point, not scheduled yet, USA will have Monk and Psych episodes returning this summer.
Woo! In July. So, two notes. Well, all I really care about is Psych, really, and Eureka, but I'm behind on Eureka. Wanted to say to Eureka people who are on Twitter, you can follow Charlie Craig, all one word together. He is one of the EPs of Eureka, so he talks about it occasionally, so you might enjoy that. And also, for Psych people, Psych fans, Psych Writes is the Psych Writers Room. They've been Twittering, so.
And they're ridiculous. I love them.
I know. They're funny.
They had spoiler day the other day, and it was fake spoilers, and it was amazing, and they're just brilliant.
What did they say? Episode 17 was going to be an infomercial for the Magic Bullet?
Yeah, I died at that. I love that. And that Willa Cather's writing their season opener. She's been dead since the 70s, so.
She's coming back as a zombie to write their opener.
And then when they did post something about Bollywood, they were like, no, this is right. Like, this is true. That's a true story. God, they're so good. All right.
And you should look at the pictures, because there's things like, I didn't know they had a little Psych Nano iPod. It's so adorable. I really want one. So if you look at their pictures that they post, those are fun, too. Anyway.
You, too, can covet their belongings.
Exactly.
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to, I think that'll be Friday nights, watch Eureka and then Psych. I think that's a pretty good, two different networks, but a pretty good pair up of episodes.
Yeah, it is.
There was something that I started cheering about, and I forget what it was.
I can see it was so...
You were cheering about Psych, weren't you?
No, I was cheering about What Not to Wear, because the first episode... Right. Spoiler alert, it's Maya Bialik, Blossom. Whoa. Do you remember when I talked to Joey Lawrence?
I do. Whoa.
Anyway, guys, we haven't even got the prime time.
Okay. Saturdays, we'll actually have a few things worth watching over the summer. ABC will have Pushing Daisies.
Oh my God, Pushing Daisies! Oh my God.
Starting May 30th, and then mm-hmm. after it runs, it'll be followed by Eli Stone and then Dirty Sexy Money. So you'll at least get to see the episodes that they finished off of those seasons, of those shows.
Hmm. Pushing Daisies are so good, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. CBS will continue to run Harper's Island episodes, and NBC has Kings returning, presently scheduled for June 13th. And then one of Ray's favorite shows right now started May 16th. The third season of Primeval is on BBC America.
Yes! Wow. Yes!
I love it.
I have to agree, though. I've seen the first two episodes of the season, and I quite enjoyed it. It was funny. It was good. It was action-packed. It was...
Do you seriously not remember me watching it while we were in LA?
Well, I do remember it. I do remember it. I absolutely remember it, but I didn't actually ever pay attention.
No, I know. It's really good, people. You should check it out. It has dinosaurs. It has things from the future.
Uh-huh.
It has cute little creatures.
Lizards. Aww.
It's very cool. You should check it out.
Absolutely.
I can't say anything else yet, though.
Okay. That's,
All right, we'll leave you with that cliffhanger.
That's a brief look at what's coming for the summer. As we
hold
like
on.
To do here.
I do want to add one thing.
An hour long. What?
I mentioned it when Jason was talking about CBS, but I just wanted to point out that Big Brother will be coming.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We start first week in July, so you can look forward to them.
Ray, remember when we saw the Big Brother house?
I do remember when we saw the Big Brother house.
Yay! Hey, Kelly.
Spads. She doesn't listen to our podcast.
Well, we should
about everybody listen.
Except for Spads.
That she's the exception that proves the rule?
Exactly. She's too busy casting things.
No, remember when she turns to me and says, you a 60-year-old Asian man? And I said, I could be. It was amazing.
Funny story.
Taking out of context, not that funny, but it was hilarious.
Had to be there.
Yes, you did.
geography joke.
Sorry. That was one of my favorite jokes from this week. All right, let's go. Like, I literally stopped it and rewound it because I had to listen to it again. Let's talk about primetime, shall we?
Ah, primetime.
The Amazing Race. The finale.
The Amazing Race.
The very final leg. What was this? The 14th season?
Yes.
It was. 14th season.
Yes. Loving it. Right. Well, the people that I wanted to win by default won because they're the only people left I didn't hate. So that's good news.
It is good news. And they won by a pretty good margin.
They did. I think it's fantastic that the girls took over Margie and Luke. Like, I think it's fantastic.
Luke just down.
Yep.
I knew it was going to happen. As soon as he got frustrated, he did this several times throughout the race, so it wasn't that big of a surprise to me. As soon as he got to the point where he got frustrated and he could no longer focus, like, he just couldn't get it. You know
when
I mean?
My brother and I are inevitably cast on The Amazing Race, because that's our goal, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the contestant that breaks down, because I get frustrated very easily, and then I'm going to say, shut up, Dave. David, leave me alone.
Are you sure you're going to say it, or are you going to sing it?
Oh, I love it.
She won't be able to do her normal singing because they have to get rights to those things. So
yeah, exactly.
So it'll be like Big Brother where they yell at her for singing. When you get cast on Big Brother, don't try to do the singing thing. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Good.
I will say this about it. I was a little disappointed in the final leg because it just wasn't. Usually they go two places at least. Like, they do things in two places. Like, they do something in where they're starting from, and then they fly, and then they do something at their final destination. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the tasks this time weren't that thrilling, I guess. I mean, they were obviously difficult because carrying that pig could not have been, based on the way people acted, obviously wasn't an easy task, but...
They acted like a bunch of wimps.
They did act like a bunch of wimps. It gave us another experience of Kara scream. I mean, not Kara, of Jamie screaming at Kara. It's the first experience she's had screaming at Kara, but not the first experience we've had to listen to her scream. So anyway, I did think it was great when the person on the phone, it was a taxi company. I didn't know who exactly he called, but the way she said what she said didn't sound like she was from the taxi company. Where she was like, tell your, I don't remember what she said, passengers, is that who she said? Whoever she said, tell them I'm not their personal concierge. Take that, Jamie. But anyway, but I thought it was good. I was glad that Tammy and Victor won.
Yeah.
I was glad that Kara said to Jamie when Luke helped Jamie, and then Kara didn't look like she was going to help Luke, and not Kara. Jamie didn't look like she was going to help Luke, and Kara was like, we have to help them. They helped us.
Right.
And they still had plenty of time anyway, because Luke still had to find it and put it in the slot. But anyway, in the last task, people, if you're like confused, they had to find surfboard with pictures that matched a task from each of the legs of the race. So Kara, not Kara. Why do I keep saying Kara? Jamie and Luke were both. I do like her better than Jamie. I like to forget that Jamie existed. Jamie and Luke both were stuck on which board they needed next to get out of there. And so they ended up helping each other so that they could just get done, basically. Because I think at that point they knew they weren't going to win. You knew that Tammy and Victor had already made it to the mat probably by that time.
Yeah. So that's the amazing race for the season.
It is. All done.
Overall, where would you rank it? Like, how good a season would you say it was?
It was all right.
It wasn't one of my favorite. It was okay. It was meh.
It's funny to me that Phil thinks it's one of their best seasons ever, and I just cannot agree with that.
No, I can't either.
I liked it when Mel and Mike were in it, so I really liked it up till the point where they got eliminated, which mm-hmm. to tell you how it's become a lot more about the contestants. In the beginning, I didn't actually care. Even when my favorites got eliminated, the tasks were so fun that I didn't mind. But these days, like, it doesn't feel like they're doing as much with the tasks. So now it really matters who gets to the end. So
Right. So yeah, it's not that great.
Put it at least halfway down the pack.
Yeah, definitely. I think it may beat the family one for me, but...
All right, House.
The season 5 finale. I want to say that there's been a rash of hallucinating TV characters, but we now have our second one that is getting it on with their hallucination.
Yes. Yep.
Overall, I'll say that House's version of it was better than Grey's Anatomy version of it, because we didn't really have to like hear it behind closed doors. But overall, it kind of bothered me just because I was like, really? Why is this happening on my favorite show?
Okay, so the whole House and Cuddy having sex thing was the hallucination?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much everything that happened in the previous episode was House hallucinating that had happened.
Yep.
That's cheating.
And the reason that he was feeling like better in this episode was because he was popping more Vicodin than ever.
Right. We thought he was clean, and then we come to find out that he's actually still been popping pills, and... It was a big cheat, kind of like other shows on Fox.
I didn't say that, because somebody else hasn't watched them yet.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're not saying anything about Bones.
Nope.
Or Grey's Anatomy, or... Because I haven't watched any of those yet.
I didn't... You will never know. You will not know what I'm talking about.
Unfortunately, I think...
Anyway!
Unfortunately, I do think I know what you're talking about, but I'm going to pretend I don't.
There you go. It works that way.
But that's all I had to say about House.
Whatever it is she's talking about, I'll spoil it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so yeah, it was a meh. I'll watch it next year, but I think they need to fix a lot of stuff, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so moving on to Fringe, the first season finale.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, I really liked it. I really, really liked it.
Yeah, that show turned into a really good show, and the last episode had a couple of really good, like, reveals, you know, twists in it that you didn't really see. Well, one especially you didn't really see coming. At least I didn't.
Which one?
Yeah.
That, Peter? Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I knew there was something up with Peter. I just knew.
Well, I knew there was something up, but I didn't, like, make the connection between, like, even throughout the episode when I was watching it, so it worked well for me, is when he was talking about it, I didn't get it until he said he didn't remember the coins. He didn't remember collecting coins. And then, but I still wasn't sure until you saw him standing in front of the, you know, the gravestone.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if I necessarily thought that, like, oh, Peter's from another reality. But remember when, like, Peter
had said that. Yeah, but he had said that. Walter had said that earlier. He said, I lost something, and, you know, wanted to get. For some reason,
I'm talking about before this episode. Like, yeah. Before this episode, when Peter had been, like, saved by the Observer or whatever, I knew he had died. And they had either brought him back to life or something like that. I knew something had happened, but I wasn't sure that it was because he was plucked from a different reality.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking, that he had got somebody else or something like that, or was trying, or that was his, he wanted to go do that, but that was a great reveal when you see that what he had done is he had actually lost his son and then went to the alternate reality.
The popular theory among my friends was that he was a clone.
So we
knew too that, yeah, before this episode. I figured it out, like, as soon as, I can't even tell you when. It was way before halfway point in this episode I figured it out. But I can't remember exactly when. Maybe when they confirmed that it was an alternate reality. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Anyway.
And the final shot, World Trade Center.
I thought that was a pretty good use. But I kind of, like, I didn't see it, you know. It's not one of those things you see ahead of time. But, like, right before it happened, I was like, the skyline you're going to see is going to have, it's going to show the World Trade Center. Not necessarily that they were in it or what have you, but that was going to be, those buildings were going to be in the skyline. And then it was.
I can't wait till season two.
Yeah, it definitely is a season ender that leaves you going, all right, there's a show I can't wait till it comes back.
Yep.
That's true. Lost. Season five finale.
I gotta be honest, guys. I thought the first hour was very slow, but I loved it.
Did you make a lot of noises like this? That's what my did. Every time Jacob showed up, he, like, was so annoyed by Jacob being in the flashback that he was like, and we're just like,
why? Why was he so annoyed by Jacob being in the past?
Well, here's the funny thing. So every review I read was like, oh, this just proves that they've obviously had a plan in mind from the beginning. And Greg was the exact opposite. He's like, I hate Indom into things that he clearly wasn't there before. And I'm like, well, first of all, he can manipulate time, or, you know what I mean? Clearly there's something going on there. So I don't know that even if he wasn't there before, it doesn't mean that he wasn't there this time that it's happening. You know right. what I mean? So, but
there before. We never saw those scenes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't like you saw a lot of those scenes before, and all of a sudden now you were seeing it from a different, except for, like, maybe, like, John falling from
John falling, and John, you know, opening his eyes we saw before.
You know, you didn't know that he was sitting on a, you know, on a bench, you know, just a little bit away from that or something like that. So there were a couple like that. They put him into a scene or added him onto the, you know, the end of that. Or showed it to you from a different angle, but some of the other scenes were, you know, what, Juliet is a little girl, and
but Jacob was not Juliet's, was she? Was he?
No, he wasn't in that one. She was.
That's the only one he wasn't in, which has to be significant.
I think it is significant, and I think it was also put in there just so that we would understand her motivation for what she did.
Yeah.
Well, also, she wasn't one of the people coming to the island, you know, that came through, that crashed on there either, so she was already there, came to the island a different way.
I'm not sure that that's a pattern, because he didn't go to each of them to the island the first time, so the pattern isn't that he was trying to make sure they came to the island.
Right.
I think he was changing something significant in their life that affected them either coming back or them getting there the first time, but he wasn't always there before they came the very first time, so that's not the pattern. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about getting them there the first time.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the difference between Juliet and them is their path to getting it. She was brought on, you know, by the others.
Right.
And, you know, this kind of shows that there was a different something pushing these people in a direction that would ultimately end them, you know, have them end up on the island.
So, live John Locke is not John Locke, but rather Titus Welliver dressed up as John Locke.
Right.
That was one as soon as they opened the box, I was like, I still didn't make that total connection, but I was like, Locke's body is in the box. Before they dumped it out at the end and showed it to you, I was pretty sure that was what they were carrying around. But I didn't make the connection all the way to the beginning of the episode until right there at the end when they basically tell you that's what the case is.
Right. What else? How great of an actor is Michael Emerson and Elizabeth Mitchell and, oh my God, freaking Josh Holloway? Like, this episode. And the little girl playing Kate. Oh my God.
She was so good.
She was so
they did such a good Kate. Job.
So Kate. It was so good.
I don't know how they found her, but they did a good job with that.
Can I tell you guys that I am so glad I watched Lost by myself? Because I was embarrassingly emotional at the end of the show. Like, I was crying my eyes out. Like, embarrassing. I just looked around thinking, oh my God, thank God none of my friends are here. They would not be my friends anymore because they think I'm crazy. Oh, it was terrible.
I cried too. I didn't get that emotional. Mostly probably because I don't love Juliet and Sawyer, but I cried.
Oh, I do.
That was a really great... In a way, I hope that she doesn't come back, which there are things that point to the fact that she will not be back, at least not in a permanent way.
Right, right.
But I kind of hope that she doesn't at all, because unless it's like a flashback, because...
It felt like such a final moment.
Right. I liked the ending. Like, I don't know if you could, you know what I mean? Like, I think it would kind of undo what happened there. I don't know.
And I also almost think to a certain extent that, and I keep bringing it back to the flashbacks, but like Jacob wasn't in her flashback. He never touched her, but he touched Sawyer. He touched Kate. He touched Jack. He touched Hurley. He touched Saeed.
He touched like, Jin too.
He touched Jin and Sun, didn't he?
He touched everybody who's been flashing.
Right, so, like, the point there is
Rose
that...
And Bernard, but...
Oh, how great was it to see Rose and Bernard?
Yeah, that was great.
And Vincent! I was so excited to see Vincent.
They're like, oh, we retired.
Still great. And I think that was just basically there to be like, yep, they still exist, don't you worry.
Well, they needed to have them there. I know that Greg was like, I don't care about them. I'm like, I don't care if you don't care about them. I've been wondering what the hell happened to them all season.
Exactly, exactly. And like, for Sawyer to be like, didn't you hear me say, like, you should meet us at the creek? And it was just really good.
They're like, yeah, you know where they were shooting stuff else? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I was glad we got some closure on that. And I don't think we'll see them again. I think that was the last of Rose and Bernard. Probably Vincent.
Yeah, I agree.
I still think that they're Adam and Eve. But I'm probably wrong about that, but I think that they are.
Hmm.
So let's talk about this.
Okay.
Was the...
which this in particular...
I'm trying to say it if you guys would let me get it out.
That's what she said.
Was this the incident? Was the bomb the incident?
I go back and forth on this because, like, I think, yes, I think Miles made a very good point that how do they know that, like, because, like, we go back to the fact that Jin saved Danielle and various other things. How do we know that this bomb wasn't actually the incident that caused the problem? Because so, I don't know if somebody brought it up. Maybe it was you, Ray, that, like, radiation like that or, like, a hydrogen bomb, that's certainly going to render anybody there impregnable. Right. That's the hard word. I don't know. Yeah.
And we see Chang get his arm hurt.
I love that. Dad! Oh, that was so good.
In the videos, he doesn't, like, his arm, you know what I mean? His arm is amputated or whatever. Rodzinski survives, as far as we know, because he's not there at the site. He drives away. So he mm-hmm. would still be alive later when they have the hatch. The energy, I don't know why that would have gotten rid of the energy in the first place. I think maybe it probably stopped the energy for that moment, but I don't think it, like, stops it forever. So I have a feeling that they still have to do the same thing where they have to, like, do whatever it is they're doing. I don't even know what they're doing when they push the button. What do you think happens when they push the button? Does it release the energy?
Yes, because it gets all agitated.
I know that, but
I think that, like, the energy gets agitated. They have to push the buttons. It releases some sort of something, and all is right with the world.
And the failsafe was pushing to stop the energy again, was pushing the button, which blows up a bomb, or seemed to have blown up a bomb that time.
Right.
I'm wondering when... No, that couldn't have been true. I was just thinking that when... What's his face? I can't remember anybody's name today. When Desmond did the failsafe the last time, and there was a white flash, it's making mm-hmm. me wonder if they changed timelines at that time. Anyway. Because it was the same white kind of white flash that we get now with our timeline changes. But anyway. Yeah.
Another thought I came up with, but heard. So people are saying that that last flash where it went to white was actually the bomb blowing up. What if it was just another fat flash? The bomb didn't blow up.
I think the bomb blew up. Whether they were there, I think they flashed at the same time it blew up, probably.
Right, okay.
Well, that's the question is if they kill off one character, how is, like, other people that were within, you know, not also dead? You know, I guess, or what have you. Unless they do something like that and they flashed away. So they were in a different time than when the bomb exploded.
I do have a problem with the fact that we did to see Sun and Jin reunite.
Any time that somebody was dead when they flashed, they were still dead when they wherever they
right.
ended up.
Exactly.
So let's say Juliet meant, like, when she did whatever to the bomb, the immediate, like, reaction from the bomb probably killed her. Is my thought. So when they flash, she's dead. So whenever they get wherever they are, that would be a problem with Saeed, though.
Oh, Saeed. I hope he's not dead.
Yeah, I'm thinking that Saeed's not dead because I don't think that they would let Saeed die off screen.
Right, right. He would get a whole flashback episode.
Right. You had a problem with them not showing Jin and Sun. Well, see, I think they kind of, like, they cheated a little bit there by showing us their wedding.
Right.
That's not really them getting together, but it is showing us them together. I was thinking about how that was, like, the first scene that they've really... I think we've had a couple flashbacks with them, but that's, like, the first scene they really filmed together this season.
Yeah.
Funny.
I had a
problem with not seeing the... Remember how when they flashed the future, they were in the one boat and the other boat shot at them?
Yeah, yeah, because I always wanted to see who was going to be shot.
Right, I wanted to see what happened there. I'm hoping that that actually shows up next season, but I don't know that it will.
I mean, they only have 17 episodes to do a whole lot of crap.
I know, but I think that's good.
Yeah, but I think that's the lot of stuff that you'll get. A lot of the episodes go, they'll be, because that's what you see. There's a lot more of things tying up or coming together in, you know, like mm-hmm. even this season, and I think that'll speed up a little bit as you get towards the end of, you know, going through the final season. where lots of things will start. Lots of things will start coming together.
I really will not have any. I will not forgive them if they don't answer a majority of the questions, because I have this feeling that I'm going to be left at the end of next year's finale like, what the hell?
That's it? I think they'll answer a lot of questions, but I don't think that they'll address like everything.
Oh yeah, like little things I can't see them addressing, but I mean, there's some big stuff still out there that they need to, you know, they need to do it.
All right, well, we have a long time to talk about the show now.
Yes, we do. So let's think about it. All right. Lost. All right. Keep thinking. Keep talking. Keep telling us what you think.
What?
What?
All right. Moving on to The Office. Also,
The Office.
Yeah, a lot of season 5 finales. This a lot of shows that have been around for 5 years.
100th episode.
What is this? Was it the 100th episode?
It was.
It was a season finale. It was the 100th episode.
And it was only a half an hour.
The name of this episode? The Office Party? The Company Picnic?
Yeah. Company Picnic.
Which I just thought all the way around was great. I laughed.
I have to say, though, Slummed Under Mifflin Air, I had to fast forward through some of that. That bored me a little bit.
I fast forward through all of it.
No, but that's what was funny about it, was that it didn't work. What was funny about it is that it didn't work, but Stanley thought it was funny.
I did like it.
But nobody
Stanley's
else did.
Like, I just don't understand why I think it's hilarious.
And it was all to set up that's how they announced that the Buffalo branch is closing.
Oh, I mean, like, I watched it, but I fast-forwarded through some of it.
But the best part was when he finally comes up and he's like, yes, you know, it is closing. And they're like, what? And Michael and Holly take their bow for the end of their presentation at the same time. That was, I laughed so hard at that.
I wish he would come back all the time. They're so good together.
Well, I love just Michael, you know, just throwing out these just, you know, straight in your face, you know, comments to what's the guy's name, AJ or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
her boyfriend.
Yeah, and then pausing for a little bit and kind of saying he's joking, even though you know that he's not. But those were really good.
I thought Dwight was perfectly crazy and amazing at that volleyball game.
Well, I liked his little aside at the beginning. Going to I'd like to get out because I got to go to a horse doctor. You know, how did a horse become a doctor? No, it's just a regular doctor that shoots your horse in the head when he... Just the way he delivers those lines, you're just like... Oh.
Well, my favorite part was definitely the end.
I know.
Yes. Jenna and John sold that. Oh my God. It was so awesome. So awesome.
Send in the subs.
Who knew a scene without any dialogue could be so good?
Who knew?
Moments.
So yeah, so I'm excited to see where that goes and see what happens. See what happens.
I thought it was funny that people were making comments about whatever, bringing a baby, and I'm like, people, she's still got a whole pregnancy to go through.
Yeah.
It's not like they have to bring the baby in right away.
Exactly. I mean, she'll probably have the baby in February sweeps.
You think? I guess that's at 9 months.
She do, yeah.
Exactly. And it's The Office, so it's not like the baby has to be there. If anything, it just means we'll see less of Jenna for a little while.
Yeah, you could turn Cafe Disco into, you know, a nursery. And
yeah. I do want to bring up the joke that we... I can't remember if we talked about it before we started recording or while we were recording.
No, it was while we were recording because I was talking about Spads.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had to be there.
When that was a pretty good opening where they set all the clocks forward, including his watch and his computer and in his car to convince him.
You know what I think this episode needed, though?
What?
They needed Jim to just tell Charles to shut the F up. I hate that guy. Oh, getting a little rest from all your rest? Dick.
I didn't need Jim to do it. I needed somebody like David Wallace to do it, or David Wallace to, you know what I mean?
Like David Wallace, Andy Buckley is the coolest person. He's just so crazily down to earth. He told me he loved my name, and so I hope for be indebted to him.
You know what else? I just remembered a scene I did love, and it's such a stupid little scene. The scene with Toby and the other HI. I just
handled HR. Oh my God, that was brilliant.
Yeah, that was so brilliant. They're both just like totally, you know, like two seemingly like boringest guys ever, and they're talking about how hilarious this thing was at the HR thing that they went to, and they're both just totally droll, totally just, you know, no no facial expressions, no nothing, pretty much. Oh, that was, yeah, that was great.
The other guy nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, I just had to bring that up. I thought it was funny. I guess because I like it, because, you know, that's what happens at company picnics. Like, you see all the people from the company that we don't normally get to see, but that these people have connections to and are friends with, so.
They were shooting that while we were in L.A.
I know.
Because Jenny was up.
I watched, thinking about how I should have been there.
Yes. Yes, we should have.
I could have been one of those people in the background.
We could have been on the Buffalo team like Jenny was.
Damn it. Anyway.
Anyway.
Are we done?
I think that's it. I think that's all for primetime.
Thank God.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode. Adele, you owe me $10.
Virtual dollars.
Pay up. Adele. We love you, Adele.
Adele.
All right, so next topic will be upfronts, because upfronts are happening next week.
Guys, I'm a lot nervous.
Yes, talked about summer this week, and then we're going to talk about what the fall is going to look like next week.
You can leave us a comment using our Snapvine widget on tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
You can leave us some feedback on iTunes, or you can Twitter us at tvtimes3. Our music today was provided by iodapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers on their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records.
We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Everybody say something, so make sure that it actually is.
Say something. Oh, I should
say something.
All right. It's registered.
I didn't just say it. I sang it.
There's a little more than I asked for, but that's good.
I didn't just say it. I sang it.
That should be my motto.
It should be.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com. I didn't just say it. What is it? I didn't just say it.
Say it. I sang it. Okay.
Anyway.
TV Times 3, the most helpful podcast out there.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I'll direct
somewhere
you to-
online, you could probably find out about those TV shows.
But without us, you wouldn't even know what TV show you don't know anything about.
This is true. Oh, we wouldn't plant that bug.
We get you one step closer.
One step. One step from God.
Wow.
One small step for TV.
Yes,
fans.
One small tip.
That's right. All of a sudden I'm talking like Ray for some reason.
Oh, screw you. Or should I say crew you?
I was just trying out my Ray accent there a little bit.
Oh, I'm just going to start taking the first letter off of every word. All right, go. I know. Let's talk about primetime.
Ah, primetime.
Okay.
trying to be a little more excited.
Nice.
But if it sounds as stupid as I think it did, it won't make it into the podcast, so it doesn't matter.
It didn't sound that dumb.
Amory.
Awesome. It sounded dumb, just not that dumb.
Ha 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 ha!